This is Amplify You, the podcast about you discovering your message and broadcasting it. You're a coach, author, speaker, and you're looking for the best return on your time and investment. We're giving you full access to how we're running our podcast, how our clients have found success, and what you can do to launch your pod. We're brother and sister. Join our family as we unleash your unique genius and find the connections you need to launch your adventure. Let's get amplified.
Hey everyone, welcome to Amplify You. I'm Michelle.
I'm Braden.
And thanks for joining us this week. We are super excited to really kick off this podcast with really like, why are we passionate about podcasting? Like why podcasting? Of all the different vehicles you can use to get your message out there, like why are we so passionate about podcasting? What it has been for me, especially for the last like 6 years, I've been talking about podcasting before most people even knew what the heck I was talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it's that theory that, you know, the believe it is it Seth Godin? You are the five people you spend the most time with. Mm-hmm. I spend most of my time in my car, at the gym, at home working on the computer by myself. So the people I spend the most time with are in my ears, in my headphones. So for me, podcasting has been those five people.
Well, do you guys hear what you just said? So think about that. So if you're thinking about podcasting sometime this year, or you've been thinking about it for a long time and haven't done it yet, so podcast listeners have some really cool traits about them. They're loyal, they're educated, and the really cool thing about podcasting is that they usually make more money than everyone else does, which is cool. But other than that, they are also in your ear. So what I like about podcasting is that, you know, if you're thinking about a YouTube video or social media or something like that, you're asking people to stop what they're doing and pay attention to you.
Right.
Right. Podcasting, you're not. Podcasting, they can literally put your buds in your ear and like go on with whatever they're doing. So you're not taking time away from your listener. You're adding value to the time that they're spending, maybe driving where they could be doing anything else.
Grocery shopping, laundry, working out. Or just working. I like to call it, it's your message to go.
Yes. And it's funny how I started listening to podcasts was like back in 2012, but I was an entrepreneur already, and then I became a new mom. And I was like sitting there playing with my son, Logan. He was, you know, a couple months old, and I was like, well, this is great, but like my brain is going to go dead this year. This is all I do is, this is so cute. I love being a mom, but like, how can I be like educating myself and like learning and like continuing on my brain while I'm being a mom? And so literally I turned on my Apple TV and there was this podcasting app there, and I started listening to podcasting. And so I started listening to, you know, Amy Porterfield's marketing podcast, and I started listening to Eventual Millionaire with Jamie Lee Tardy. That was one of my favorite ones. I used to get excited because I'd listened to all of them she had produced so far, and I'd like wait for like every Monday morning for her to like pop out a new episode, and then I'd put Logan in the stroller, take him for a walk just so I could listen to the episode and right. Get something done. So the point is that you're not stopping, you're not adding things for your listener and your audience to do. You're inviting them to come along you're being invited to go along with them when they're out doing things in their life. So that's true.
Well, what are the biggest guys in marketing talking about right now? They're talking about the personal brand. People aren't buying a company's initiatives as much anymore as they are buying the individual who runs the company's personality and attaching to that person in their story. Mm-hmm. Podcasting, it's hard to hide your authenticity. You have to be yourself. And people are attaching to you and who you are, what your message is, and that is garnering interest to you and your programs, your services, your business. It's sharing your personality, who you are, with people that are eventually going to be part of your team.
And it's funny because you just told me like 5 minutes before we started recording this is that you got two t-shirts for Christmas, and the two t-shirts that you got were quotes from a podcaster that you listened to.
So, absolutely. It was all about self-signaling. I loved this podcaster, Tom Bilyeu of Impact Theory, is all about the mindset and how we can change our lives based on the stories we tell ourselves. So the shirts I got for Christmas, brilliant idea, shout out to Impact Theory, self-signaling shirts for when you're working out in the gym, it's actually written backwards. So when you look in the mirror lifting weights, you can read the message directly to yourself.
That's really cool, I love that. Yeah. And then I think that's funny because now we're talking about like you getting Christmas present. That is a shirt and a merchandise, from a podcast. So how cool is that?
Free podcast, free information, and yet I'm going to spend money because I believe in their story and their vision.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things we wanted to talk about is that, like, you know, what are some of the stats of podcasting? Because when I started listening back in 2012, there really wasn't a lot of stats around about podcasting. Podcasting was fairly new. And I'd say, like, if you walk down the street and talk to 10 people and ask them what a podcast is, I think you'd probably get 3 or 4 people that would say, yeah, I know what a podcast is. And maybe out of those 3 or 4 people, maybe 1 or 2 of them would listen. The listeners, right? And so for me, I think when I really started to take notice of podcasting is, like, one, Apple TV, it became a button on your Apple TV. Two, in 2014, I got a new truck. And what was I able to do in my truck? Oh my God, I can listen to podcasts in my truck. What? And then now we've got Apple CarPlay, right? So now all the new cars coming out have it already on the screen as a podcast app.
That was my door of entry.
Holy smokes.
I got tired of the music that was on my iPod, so I started flipping through my Apple CarPlay app in my vehicle and saw podcasts. Clicked on it, saw a few names I recognized, Tony Robbins, Lewis Howes. And I was like, well, let's see what these guys have to say. And I've been diving deep since.
Yeah, so now if you go down the street and you ask, like, you know, 10 people what they have a podcast, now you're gonna have 7 out of 10 people say, yes, I know what a podcast is. Okay, and out of those 7 people, a lot of them are listening to up to 7 shows a week, and they're religious listeners, right? Which is so cool because I think, like, unlike, you know, how we used to watch TV, like, you don't have to wait now for an episode. You could watch a whole bunch of episodes and binge watch or binge listen. To all the shows, which is great. And you can, you know, I think that's one of the things that used to prevent people from getting started in podcasting was the thought of having to have an ongoing podcast forever and be able to keep coming up with new content. But the cool thing is now you can have seasons and now you can have shorter stints and, you know, this podcast is for this. And actually one of my favorite people in podcasting, unfortunately he just passed away recently, James Martell, he was my mentor when I first started talking about podcasting. So when I was first interested in podcasting, this is when I had a co-working space, and I started a monthly podcasting meetup group. And so at the time, I didn't know much about podcasting, so I was trying to find some experts in our area, which is Vancouver, to come in and come in, talk about podcasting. And really, there was like 3 or 4 people that knew about podcasting in the area. And so it was James Martell, and he had this podcast called Affiliate Buzz, which has been produced for forever. We had Scott Payton, who had, you know, been around with Podbean, started with Podbean and had all sorts of, you know, really cool podcasts. And he's got podcasts up there for 10 years now already. And he's got podcasts, he partners with different people for podcasting. And then we had Tyler Basso, who has, at the time he had Chatting with Champions. And now he's gone on to work for Thinkific, and he's got his Lifestyle Magazine podcast as well. So really cool. Those 3 people happened to be in my neighborhood. And so I bring them in as guests and we'd have a monthly meetup, and, you know, it started with like 5 or 6 people, then it grew to 10, 12 people, then 20 people. And we just started getting more interested in the podcasting circle. And one of the things James told me is that how he used to have to start his podcast is that he was in Hawaii and he was recording a podcast. He had a phone, like a landline phone with a microphone attached to it, connected to a dial-up internet connection to have to podcast through there. Like, to think about that, all the craziness that he had to go through to get a podcast out is insane when you look at the technology you have now. So that's just crazy. So I think the technology barrier has come down a lot in the last years. And, you know, just seeing podcasting, like on the show The Bull, on Netflix, they had a whole series how this podcaster was being, she was being investigated and all this kind of stuff. So when I started seeing, like, you know, podcasting being talked about on TV series and stuff, I was like, okay, we're going mainstream, and this is finally, after so many years, podcasting is like, it's been around for a really long time, but it's taken forever to become really mainstream, I think.
Totally. I know it's also going to influence our next generation. For myself and my son, we just moved into a neighborhood that is a 30-minute drive from his elementary school. And honestly, we're a little nervous about that hour round trip commute each day to get to and from school. But when we discovered podcasting, that nerve turned into excitement. We now call it Traffic University. And every day when we jump in the car, he grabs my phone immediately, gets the Apple CarPlay going, and finds the latest podcast. Him and I listen to Business Wars. We listen to Impact Theory. We listen to all of these inspirational podcasts. podcasts that we then dissect and discuss as father and son. And to me, it is the greatest opportunity to discuss potential and growth with my 10-year-old son.
I think that's so cool. I love that. And, you know, I think the podcast listeners, like the demographic, like when we first started coming out, the demographic of podcast listeners was like male. They were CEOs and companies. They were, you know, above six-figure salary, and they were really, you know, that was the listeners. They were educated. That was the other thing, right? So that same demographic is still the number one demographic of listeners and podcasts. But now all of a sudden we have 44% listeners are women now, which is awesome. 56% of listeners are men. Our podcasters are still, the listeners are loyal, educated, affluent still, which is great. And you know, one of the things I used to say to my clients getting started podcasting, think about it. People have to be on iTunes. You have to have a credit card. So are those people good buyers potentially for your business? Hell yeah. They have a credit card online already. Right.
And they just spent 5, 15, 20 minutes to an hour. Some people will listen to a podcast. And at the end, they want more. They want to go to your website. They want to check out what you're doing next. It is the greatest opportunity for you to lead in to your sales funnel.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that like, know, and trust factor. So they talk about like, you know, different ways people learn, right? So the like, know, trust factor is like, in order for someone to buy from you, they have to like you, they have to trust you, and they have to know you. Well, one of the best ways, you know, to do that is obviously in person. Like that's the fastest way. Second is on video, right? The third is audio. So audio is really a great way of learning, of getting to like, you know, trust people. And I think because of the intimacy of the way our earphones are these days, we're actually in their ears. So it feels very intimate, right? So
like, well, let's be honest, you can stage an Instagram photo, but there's no filters for a podcast that could change your personality.
That's right. Yeah. Can't change. We might be able to edit what we say here and there, but you know what? There's not enough filter to make it perceived differently, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So another stat about podcasting is there's 80% of listeners listen to most of the show. So this was something super important. Do you know how much of social media people listen or watch? I think it's like, what, 3 seconds of social media?
3 seconds of a Facebook video.
Yeah.
30 okay. seconds of a YouTube video. Okay. I think I recall.
Yeah.
And podcasting average?
Like 30 minutes.
30
like, hello.
Minutes.
That is crazy.
Is that 1,000 times?
I don't know.
Let's not do the math.
I can't do that. Exactly. We'll get back to you on that step. But like, listen, like what I was saying, in 2013, there's 12% of the U.S. listening to podcasts. 44% in 2018. That was a huge jump in numbers. And you know, now we're getting more listeners listening from the car. 22% of listeners from the car, 49% of listeners listening from home, which I thought that was interesting. So people at home are usually what, doing laundry, they're making dinner, they're playing with their kids, they're working from their home computers, I guess. I think that was really interesting, the at home one. I was suspecting that, yeah, mobile users or car users, obviously those numbers are going to go up, but the at home I thought was interesting too.
Yeah. So how long have you been helping people launch their podcasts?
I think I helped the first person launch their podcast. It was 2015, I think. But I wasn't really doing it seriously. No one really knew what podcasting was, right? Yeah. So I helped the first person do their show in 2015. And then I did a couple more in 2016. And then 2017, I did a few more.
How many people are you working with now?
Now, since September, I've helped 25 people launch their show, which is awesome.
People.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know what day it is, that's 25 people in the last 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, probably last 4 months, I'd say, 25 people.
25.
Yeah, and then our first group of 2019 in our class, we have 12, 13, 14 people registered for our launch. We do a launcher pod in 30 days program, and we have 14 people already for that. So in 30 days, we can have another 14 people launch, which is so cool.
At least, hopefully, yeah.
Absolutely. So
for the people that you've already launched, mm-hmm. what has been the impact on their programs and businesses so far?
Oh, yeah. So this is a good question. So, you know, I think one thing I think people need to know going into podcasting is that it's a long-term strategy. It's not like an instant gratification strategy. You're not going to get like,
immediate
returns on it.
Sure,
but,
you have to grow your audience.
But there's still, I mean, we did have one client, Emily. She started a podcast about anxiety, which is super amazing. We'll have Emily on the show at some point, and she was all of a sudden, like after her first episode, second episode, she was posting on Instagram that, you know, her show was live or whatever. She was getting direct messages from people, like right away, like, girl, you know, you're talking my language. Like, oh my gosh, how can I work with you? Like, I think that's amazing. So she was getting some of that instant. I don't say that, I say that it's not usual, but like how cool, because what was different about her show is that she was speaking a language coming from having anxiety herself, learning to love it, and now she's able to help other people do the same as a coach. She was very specific about who she was targeting and obviously hit a vein with so many women out there. She was able to then, like, her coaching business was filled up in the first few months of doing her podcast. So it just because of how niche it was, right?
And that's the beauty I find, is that you can go super niche, mm-hmm. and there's an audience. No matter how niche you are, there's people there that are interested and will listen.
Yeah. We have other clients that, you know, it's taken a little bit longer to, like, see the momentum in their show. And that's maybe because they started without a following already. Some people who have started with a little bit of following, they gain lots of momentum. One of the things that we really suggest that our podcasters do right out of the gates is get on some other shows as a guest, and then also invite some people to be guests on their show so that you're able to cross-promote on different platforms, like, you know, on someone else's show. And Ryan Yukomi's Soul Wealth podcast is probably one of the best examples we have of that. He's down to 75,000 downloads on his show, and he's just less than a year out of the gates, but it's really helped build his school so well.
Yes. So tell me about that.
Yeah.
The coaching programs, they're no longer marketing them.
Yeah.
Because they're completely selling out just by speaking about them on the podcast.
Yeah, totally. Yep. So they've gained so much momentum with their podcast that it's been really easy. Like, they'll just say doors are opening, you know, for applications on their program, and boom, like they've got lineups of people, which is really cool. So that's really amazing. Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have, you know, clients that are filling coaching programs, a lot of coaching programs. We have clients that are filling their one-on-one with work with people. We have lots of people who are, you know, seeing downloads and seeing people come in. And I think Steve Olshaw from Reinvention Radio, he's one of the people that I was listening to him last year talk about how he made it so that he went on and was a guest on two shows a week for the whole year of, like, I think it was 2017 or 2018. Anyways, he went and did that, and he just by doing that, he was able to create six figures from his email list just from going there and having a proper funnel set up afterwards. Yes. And being able to collect those email addresses. Because, you know, it's not like you're going on a Facebook Live and it disappears. You're going on a podcast, it's going to stay there forever. And I think this is the big difference that people really need to, like, wake up and understand about the return on your investment. When podcasting, your return on your investment, it's going to stay there forever. And, you know, I spoke about my friend James Martel, who recently, unfortunately, passed away. His wife, she had a series of podcasts where it was like seven or eight interviews with doctors and it was about autism, and it all led to an ebook that she was selling, and she was selling that for years and years and years and years, you know, and it just sat on iTunes and was getting listened to, and people were interested, and it was working that funnel, right? Which is amazing.
The longevity is is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. So podcasting.
Yeah.
It's your next venture. It's your next frontier. It is how you're gonna gain and grow your audience.
Yeah.
Get people into your programs and services and get your voice out there.
Yeah. And listen, it's not like it used to be. Like, it used to be so hard with the technology you needed to get involved, like the mixers and the microphones and, like, oh my gosh, the recording stuff.
We're craziness. Sitting here with a laptop and a microphone.
Yeah.
Roll it.
And then the other hurdle before was, like, you know, the platforms to put it on. Well, okay, you can get on iTunes, but you can also get on like 25, 30, 40, 50 other platforms.
That's right. Repurpose syndication.
Yep. So you don't have to just be an Apple user. You can be on all sorts of other Google Plays, you know, lots of other platforms that you can be on. The other thing that used to make people go like, oh, I can't do it, is being an expert. And guess what? You don't have to be an expert. You're an expert at whatever you want to talk about. You can go whatever you want. There's all sorts of crazy podcasts out there, right? We specifically work with people who are coaches and experts, authors, coaches, speakers, those kind of things. So they really do have a message, and usually they are an expert, and they figured out that they're an expert at something in their life, and that's what they coach on. Whereas, like,
or they come to us not sure what they're an expert in, what their message is, and we'll help find it with them.
Totally, yeah. We go through a whole process with them of figuring that out. But, I think that nobody's going to give you permission to be an expert. So, I think once you figure out what you're passionate about, you can talk about anything on podcasting, which is really cool.
Excellent. And we look forward to talking about anything on our podcast.
We're going to talk about anything on our podcast too. Yeah. So thanks for being with us today. I hope that kind of enlightened you about where the podcasting industry is right now. I mean, we have podcasting awards now. There's podcasting movement. There's tons of podcasting conferences. The world has just woken up and realized there's this thing called podcasting. It's pretty cool. So, and also one stat that I wanted to share before, this is a little bit old now, but back there's now over 500,000 podcasts right now. But probably about 2 years ago, there was a stat floating around that there was 10,000 blogs for every one podcast out there. Mm. So I think it's a lot easier to get, it's still the Wild West as far as space out there for everyone and everyone's message.
Absolutely. Let's get in there.
Yes. Awesome.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Check out amplifyu.ca.
Don't forget to like, review, and subscribe. See you next time.
Thank you, family, for joining us on this adventure. If you're ready to share your message with the world, head over to mypodcastcoach.com to download your free podcast launch plan. And head over to iTunes to like, subscribe, and review so we can spread this message. Until next time, be your own unique genius.